I mean, this is unbelievable. There's no city like this in the world.
You're in love with a fantasy.
For aspiring American novelist Gil Pender, the fantasy comes alive as he visits Paris with his pragmatic fiancée, Inez. She thinks it's a nice place to sightsee and shop. But Gil, like generations of writers and artists before him, finds inspiration in the cafes and bars once haunted by Hemingway, Fitzgerald, and Picasso. So imagine his amazement when, out alone one midnight, he finds himself transported in an elegant old Peugeot, no less, into their presence.
Tell me more about your book.
My book is kind of a... You know what? I couldn't care less about my book tonight. I just want to walk around Paris with you.
I keep forgetting you're just a tourist.
That's putting it mildly.
Oscar winner Marion Cotillard plays the captivating woman Gil meets on his nightly visits to 1920s cafe society. And Owen Wilson stars as the wide-eyed visitor from across the decades. Writer-director Woody Allen admits the story had prosaic origins.
I was going to make a film in Paris because it was being financed, and I had no idea for a film in Paris. I thought that it would be a romantic film because we all grew up on Paris and the movies as romantic. And I thought of the title, Midnight in Paris. And for a long time, 6 weeks or so, I didn't know what happened at midnight in Paris, that two people meet, is they're having an affair, or what is that? And then one day it occurred to me that the protagonist would be walking along in the street and a car would pull up and there'd be some exciting people and they'd take him on an adventure.
Artists are like children.
Well, you certainly understand why all these guys want to paint you, because you have just about one of the best faces ever. I mean, it's so interesting.
Oh.
You know, it's just...
You're interesting, too, in a lost way.
Lost? Oh, well, I guess I am lost.
Gil finds himself drawn to the lifestyle of those great artists from long ago in the story that Allen weaves gently and naturally, but the director credits his cast.
As soon as they're hired for the movie, I tell them that they're free. If there's a speech, if it's a joke I wrote or a speech I wrote that embarrasses them to stay... They don't want to say it, and they don't say it, and I couldn't care less. They can say it in their own words. You know, as long as they make it real and exciting or amusing, I'm very, very happy to take credit for it later.
I'm in a very perplexing situation.
At the Cannes Film Festival, where Midnight in Paris had its international debut, lead actor Owen Wilson said the director's style put him at ease.
And the way that Woody worked with me was he gave me a lot of freedom to try different things and, you know, wasn't so exacting on getting every word precise. And so I felt very comfortable trying different things.
Gil, why are you so dressed up?
Me? No, I'm not. I've been writing. I was just doing a little writing.
What, you dress up and put on cologne to write?
No, I jumped in the shower just for a second, just because you know how I think better in the shower and I get the positive ions going in there.
Rachel McAdams plays Gil's fiance, puzzled by his nightly disappearances. And comfortable is also the way McAdams describes Alan's approach to filmmaking.
I just really appreciated how much he trusts in the people he has around him. And the whole set had an ease to it. And everyone felt really relaxed and comfortable, and I think that makes for better work.
McAdams describes Midnight in Paris as a love letter to the City of Light, and the cast also features Carla Bruni Sarkozy, France's first lady, in a small role that Woody Allen says he offered her on a whim. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.